between now and Election Day.
We are running as the underdog.
We want to take back our country.
Hear about it first.
2024, America's greatest victory.
Talk about it now.
Can't get enough news.
The Sky gets it right.
Here's Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on the job all day.
Bob, what? It's not Friday yet.
I love this job.
Oh, I know.
I love what we do.
Absolutely.
It's just there's all the other extraneous, anxiety-ridden stuff that hangs out there. And
it's a good thing you're not an anxious personality.
Paperwork. And not as bad as you, but bad enough.
Yeah.
But I try to control mine with medication, so I have some help.
Oh, see, so if I were on meds, I'd be less anxious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, if you can live without them, it's probably a better. Yeah,
that's probably true.
Way to go. Although, Jen has begged me to slip stuff in here. I don't know.
Oh, it's not Friday, but what is it?
It is a happy hump day, Trump day.
That it is.
Man, can you believe it? After that loss or steal, I guess we should call it.
After the previous election.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I think we were all so super depressed and stuff like that. But I kept it up.
Yeah.
And we kept rooting for the Trumpster. And you know, everybody's like, no, it's never going to happen again.
And it did. But didn't it kind of seem like, well, that time has come and gone? Just for a little while. Didn't it feel that way?
Not for me. But I felt it from everybody. Yes. Yeah.
We've moved on.
And mine was totally optimistic, hopeful. I didn't know anything beyond what anybody else knew. I was just, no, it can't be. So I was in denial. Denial mixed with optimism, and here we are. And he is literally on the precipice of winning this election. Not any reason at all to let your guard down. Everybody go out and vote.
Yep.
Greg and I.
Yes.
Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Absolutely.
We did our good deeds yesterday. And I was in Clay County at the City Hall, Keystone.
How busy was it?
Steady, but no real waiting in line. People working there, super efficient, super friendly, great guidance. Anybody who was new to the process would not have had any problems at all. Man who was working security was friendly and funny, and everybody seemed to be in very good spirits. And that is a quarter of Clay County that is very Republican.
Okay.
And so give me the feel where you might not be in totally friendly confines.
Yeah. We were at the, I took my mom in yesterday. Jen's going to go vote this week, but we took my mom in. We were at the library on 43rd, and if I were to guess, percentage-wise, I would say yes, we were probably a real minority.
Minority.
It's Gainesville, so, But it was a good line. Now, once they got you in, moved very quickly, process was great, people were great, good process there. But, yeah, we stood outside for a while.
And I am glad, and so is Betsy, that we kind of had that outline on all the amendments.
Yes.
Very, very helpful.
Mom took the sample ballot in just to kind of make sure, because, it's pages, and you're looking, it's the front, the back, and it's a lot of print. And you got to kind of make sure you're following along and know what you're doing, where you're at.
Yeah, if you start to read, the amendments and you're not familiar with them, you're going to be lost.
Yeah, in the polling booth is not the place to figure it out.
So. we'll sprinkle those in throughout the show, and then you can also go to the Bob Rose Show podcast, and there's specific ones where we had Tim Martin in here, also Keith Perry talking about some of the local ones, and really giving you some guidance, direction. Doesn't mean you need to take that guidance or direction. You're your own person, but at least it'll give you a guidance as to the language issues and some things that aren't always easily evident, especially if you walk in there and attempt to, like I said, read it and figure it out.
Well, a neighbor called me literally minutes before we were getting ready to leave the house to go and vote. He goes, I'm trying to figure a couple of these out. And again, it was the six constitutional amendments to the Constitution for Florida. And sometimes you just got to talk them out a little bit. But what's it? What does this really mean? Who does this really benefit? Does it really do anything for people, or is it a, for a company, or you know, what's the end game here? And so you got to kind of figure that out.
So as much as we tell people to do their homework, we try to do our homework to help them.
Yep.
There was a question that I had to answer on the ballot in Clay County that I wasn't aware of.
Because you've been talking about,
well, because, Clay's not in our listening area. Well, we have a lot of great listeners in and around Keystone and Interlochen and that, but it's not technically our focus, you know.
From a radio market sense.
Yeah.
They have boundaries of what's our radio market. And so, but we know the signal,
even though
doesn't,
we have great,
the signal doesn't care about county lines.
No. But I wasn't familiar with it. And it was like a bond issue. And it was like a $40 million dollar bond issue that was going to, it said, you know, protect some lands, farms. I don't know. But I thought about it. And I'm like, yeah, $40 million when you talk about a budget of a county, especially one like Clay County, it's a tiny drop in the bucket.
Right.
So I voted yes on it. I'm still, I think I did the right thing. I'm not sure.
Someone will let you know.
Yeah. They usually do.
Yeah. People, Rose, we got that one wrong.
Well, that's, look, we've got great listeners, great callers. We're very blessed with all that. For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. On this happy hump day, Trump day, brought to you by, oh, it's funny, I said Florence Recycling. It's like, no, that was from yesterday.
That's all right.
So when I first come in, you can tell, you know, when I'm starting to write my cheat sheet out and all that.
And you don't know, like, what day it is?
I'm just following along. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. No, I got the happy hump day, Trump day, and then I wrote just out of habit, Florence Recycling next to it.
That's funny.
So free plug for our friends. And
there was a plug for you and the Bob Rhodes Golf Tournament last night. I was at the ARC annual meeting.
Yes, the big annual meeting.
And they were kind of going down the list of things that they had accomplished over the last year. And one of those things was the annual Bob Rhodes Golf Tournament, and raised about $50,000. So that was mentioned. And so they acknowledged, I stood up for you since you weren't
Thank you, sir.
And
thank you, sir. So, did you get any trophy or food or anything you brought me?
I had salmon, and you don't like salmon, so sorry.
You can't say salmonella without salmon. Speaking of which, the quarter pound controversy in McDonald's, I guess not a controversy, but E. coli. I'll give you the actual CDC report version of it. And that way you can follow along. Oh, by the way, one of the big stories, Tulsi Gabbard has joined the Republican Party.
That's huge.
Come on. Come on in, Tulsi. Let me give you a hug.
Yeah.
It is a kind of a big news story, although I'm like, what took you so long?
Yeah, I know. Well, she kind of did it a gradual kind of thing, it seemed like.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Lots of events coming this weekend. We'll let you know about Haunted Trails, Oktoberfest, etc. So you don't need to go anywhere, right? Lock it in. Lock it in, as they used to say.
Cock
locked and loaded.
Yeah.
The Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy right here on 97.3. The Sky. Trump Day, Trump Day. It is 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of the top stories, Tulsi Gabbard has joined the Republican Party. Another top story, E. coli and McDonald's. This from ABC News. Dozens of people across the U.S. have contracted E. coli, traced to ingredients in McDonald's quarter pounders, according to the CDC. So far, 49 people from 10 states have fallen ill with the strain, and it causes a severe intestinal infection in humans. Most of the cases have been in Colorado, which has 27 reported cases, and Nebraska with 9. 10 people have been hospitalized, including a child with complications from this HUS. It's a disease that affects the kidneys. An older person in Colorado has died, according to the CDC. Every patient interviewed said they ate at McDonald's before falling ill, and most said they ate quarter pounder hamburgers specifically. They're not sure which ingredient may be responsible. They're focused on two ingredients, fresh slivered onions and fresh beef patties. So McDonald's told the CDC they've removed slivered onions and beef patties used for the Quarter Pounder from stores in the states where cases have been reported. As a result, the CDC said Quarter Pounders won't be available for sale in some states. Although E. coli, most E. coli bacteria, is harmless and part of healthy intestinal tract, some strains can make people sick. And E. coli symptoms often begin 3 to 4 days after ingesting the bacteria and include severe stomach cramps, diarrhea that may be bloody, and vomiting. Most people recover on their own within 5 to 7 days, but some people develop that kidney issue called HUS and require hospitalization. CDC urges anybody who thinks they're experiencing those symptoms, especially if they recently ate a McDonald's Quarter Pounder, to contact their health care provider immediately. Statement came out last night. McDonald's North American Chief Supply Chain Officer Cesar Pena said that the fast food chain believes the outbreak linked to the onions, the slivered onions, used in the Quarter Pounder and sourced by a single supplier that serves 3 distribution centers. So they put all the safety protocols into action, and they will try to remedy that situation as soon as they can. All right? And not as scary as E. coli, but scary nonetheless for your entertainment purposes, of course.
A good scary.
Is the Haunted Trail, the 1 mile haunted hike. Can you imagine?
Ooh.
You get your exercise and also get elevated heart rate from getting the, you know what, scared out of you. This is great.
I think you're onto something here.
And this all goes to benefit veterans and active duty military via Soldiers Freedom Outdoors that I sit on the board for. My friend Dan DeMarco runs. It was his daughter's idea to do the Haunted Trail. I'm sure it's going to be very well done. It's $20 per person, $10 for children 12 and under. All the proceeds go right back. It's 501c3. And tickets are available there at the gate, or you can get them online. And for more information, you can go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. And this they open it up tomorrow, and then it continues Friday and Saturday. So have some fun with that, something maybe a little bit different.
I like it.
It is a local charity supporting veterans and active duty, and they do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very good with all the funding. In other words, it's really all volunteer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good thing. And we'll sprinkle in other events because there is a lot going on this weekend. One of the reasons why, it's a bye week for the Gators. It's an off week,
right,
as we all get ready for the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville. And the Gators take on Georgia. And I can't remember, again, and I probably said the same thing last year, why they didn't want us to call it the world's largest cocktail party anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I can't remember what the reasoning behind it was. I know they had like a shooting, a stabbing, something bad that happened a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't going to stab anybody today, but then I heard the word cocktail party and decided that was what was going to snap me out and be my trigger. I don't know. All I can say is I don't know. Hmm. Oh, man, have we got other things going on? Yes, we do. January 6th, my take? Mostly a setup, mostly probably FBI or CIA related, I think, event done on purpose for political reasons. Former Trump administration official Alyssa Farah Griffin suggested to star January 6th investigation witness Cassidy Hutchinson that she leaked to the media while the investigation was ongoing texts obtained exclusively by the Daily Caller reveal. Farah, a former Pentagon press secretary during the Trump administration and now turncoat, twice suggested to Hutchinson during active legal proceedings that she should give information to reporters. The pair also discussed ways to circumvent Hutchinson's lawyer, Stefan Pazentino, to communicate with former Republican Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee. This was first reported, about a week ago, I believe. We'll dig into this. We'll dig into it further, but it backs up what I've been saying all along. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. Trump supposed to be on with Joe Rogan, the world's largest cocktail party. No, it's the world's largest podcast. And that should be interesting. So much going on. Don't go anywhere. 629. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
I want a pizza pie. Instead of Parmesan cheese on the side, I want some booger sugar over here. Yeah.
I didn't think about what you're talking about. Now Now I know.
Except they don't talk like this.
Because this happened in Germany. It is 6:40, 20 minutes till 7 o'clock. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Tulsi Gabbard joined the Republican Party.
Woo.
Good job.
Joining the party.
Yeah.
Love it.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
Authorities were tipped off about a scheme in March by food inspectors, and drug squad officers began watching this restaurant in Western Germany. Apparently, if you order the number 40, you get a pizza with a side of Coca-Cola, except it's not the kind you drink. It's the Coca-Cana. Yep.
Wonder how much extra that number 40 was. I just got to wonder.
Well, listen to this.
It had to be kind of a you know, step up in the price.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you utilize the drug, you're not hungry anymore.
Oh.
So you're not even going to eat the pizza. Well, I mean, what a waste.
That's for cover, you know.
I mean, maybe later.
Yeah.
When police went to detain the manager at his apartment, the 36-year-old reportedly threw a bag of drugs out the window, which, quote, fell right into the arms of the police officers.
Gotta love it.
The Dusseldorf police.
Ooh.
Yeah. So listen to this. Police found 1.6 kilos. That's 3.5 pounds of cocaine.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's worth
that's a
bucks.
Substantial amount. Also, they found 14 ounces of cannabis and 268 grand in cash. The apartment.
Well, you know, everybody needs a little spending money around the apartment. You know, a little emergency stash.
I was going to say,
you know,
the guy must have been pulling in some dough.
Oh, yeah, pizza. Yeah.
The restaurant manager was released by police a few days later, and he reopened his restaurant and continued to sell the drug and pizza combination.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Slow learner.
Yeah. So they used the opportunity to explore the drug supply chain to the pizzeria, leading them to bust a drug ring in Western Germany weeks later. So there you go. That was just a slice of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get the whole kit and caboodle, and apparently they did. Yeah. Economy must be doing pretty well in Germany if people can afford to be doing cocaine to where a local pizza shop would have 3.5 pounds of it on hand.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably didn't even have 3.5 pounds of pepperoni in there.
Good point. Less of a profit margin on the pepperoni.
Lock him up. Lock him. Wasn't it lock her up?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that changed. It's lock him up now.
Yeah.
And instead of talking about Hillary, this is Biden talking about Trump.
Hmm.
We've been saying all along that this has been a witch hunt, that they're going after Trump using legal means to do anything they can to knock him out of the race. It's been termed lawfare.
Right.
Okay. President Joe Biden, he let it slip right out during a Thursday stop. He told the small crowd there, "We got to lock him up." Now, hang on, because that is too obvious.
Okay.
So was it a slip? Was it Joe being Joe? Well, it doesn't matter which one of it is, because we know it's absolutely true that that's what they want to do, lock him up.
Right.
Whether he's guilty or not. So the president had previously restrained himself from publicly endorsing jailing Trump for years. But Biden then, he collected himself, and he attempted to clean up the mess that he created. Lock him up politically.
No.
Lock him up. Nobody says that.
Nobody says that.
And then somebody must have told him, oh, say, lock him out. Oh, yeah. Lock him out. That's what we have to do. We have to lock him out.
It's like a 3 or 4 year old trying to get out of something they got caught in. Yeah.
Well, this, you know, Biden.
Well, yeah, I guess that's more accurate than I thought.
Yeah, because he's denied White House involvement in the lawfare against Trump, which has continued after Biden was deposed atop the ticket for his vice president, Kamala Harris. And, we know how the lawfare thing has been going, and they're still not done yet, and they're growing ever more desperate because more and more polls are making it look like Trump could very well win this.
It happened.
Fingers crossed. Stay vigilant. Man. Show up and vote. Greg and I did the early voting thing, and we suggest you do the same thing. Queen Lizzie's 86th birthday celebration. We talked to her. She is the one that is, trying to keep the legacy of Rosewood alive and well. That party is tonight at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you plan on attending, you might want to get in touch with them and make sure you have tickets to the event. It's all a nonprofit thing. It goes to the legacy of Rosewood, etc.
Good deal.
All right. You're listening to 97.3, The Sky.
Mark Levin.
I don't want these people in office anymore.
Weeknights at 6.
I don't want them destroying our country anymore. I don't want their inhumanity, their anarchy, their chaos anymore. I don't want their anti-Americanism.
97.3.
Enough already.
The Sky.
Happy hump day. Trump day. Yeah. Trump looking good in the polls, man. Get out there. Early voting has begun everywhere. No excuses, no excuses.
Nope.
Everything's running fine, smoothly. Get in there, get it done. Make sure that ballot is fed in properly. You hear the beep and all that, and make sure it counts, and hopefully we'll be good to go. And, you know, if everybody does what they need to do, and also if you're a believer, say a prayer, and we just might get through this. Just might get through this together, I hope. And I hope it is an overwhelming victory.
Oh, man.
I think if it is, that would, keep any bad backlash from occurring. You know, if it's overwhelming, people are like, well, yeah, I mean, it wasn't even close.
I just, I know this is terrible. But remember, and we still have, like, the memes that still use, like, that one girl with the short hair and the glasses just screaming to the sky. Her face shows up in so many memes. If they had that reaction when he won the last time, can you even imagine?
Yeah, it will be a meltdown.
The wailing
for sure.
In the streets, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Trump derangement.
It's syndrome. Yeah.
Syndrome
absolutely.
Is...
It's real. It's real.
It is real. It is... It's like we live in a different universe than some of the other folks.
Yeah. We do.
Vice President Kamala Harris has long touted her staunch record of defending the sanctity of American elections from scheming foreign adversaries. Last year, Harris boasted of her work as a U.S. senator investigating alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election and called free and fair and open elections the pillar of democracy.
Oh.
As proof for commitment to clean elections, she cited her many, many, many years of experience as a career prosecutor. But when it mattered most, Kamala Harris punted on investigating damning evidence of voter fraud and election engineering by a suspected Chinese spy.
Oh, my.
And other actors who happened to be close political allies of Harris when she was California's attorney general.
And all these Chinese ties. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yes,
Biden,
it is.
Walls, Kamala. It's like, man.
In 2011, when her close friend and ally, Ed Lee, was campaigning to become San Francisco's mayor, Harris chose not to investigate alleged campaign finance violations, election tampering, and voter manipulation schemes perpetrated by Lee's supporters, some of whom who were found to be collaborating with the Chinese government.
Oh, my goodness.
Several of those same supporters donated tens of thousands of dollars to Harris's political campaigns.
Shock.
Before and after the scheme was exposed. I mean, wow. Folks, this is like this is like mafioso kind of, you know what I mean? Like organized crime connected. Yeah, I got the attorney general in my back pocket. Right? Except they, you know, say it with a Chinese accent.
And you're still working on that one.
Yeah. The tangled tale involves a Chinese spy network and several of Harris's close friends and allies, including her former paramour and mentor, Willie Brown.
Oh, yeah. He was something else.
And a George Soros-backed prosecutor. It all started in 2010 when then-mayor Gavin Newsom, he was the mayor then, was elected lieutenant governor of California. This guy, Lee, was appointed interim mayor by the city's board of supervisors. This was January 2011. At the time, Lee promised that he would not run for the seat, but soon changed his mind after an effort to draft him began later that year. Run, Ed, Run campaign was the work of a shadowy organization called Progress for All. What could be wrong with a name like that? Progress for All.
And who could be behind it?
Well, it was established by a suspected Chinese spy named Bai Lan, known in San Francisco as Rose Pak, a Chinese-born power broker who was investigated by the FBI in 2006 for her links to the Chinese Communist Party, was tied to former Mayor Willie Brown and had been close friends with Brown's protege Lee for decades. Several funders of Progress for All, which Brown heavily promoted, had previously scored millions of dollars in city contracts from Brown's office. Wow. But she's fighting for clean elections, and she did it as a prosecutor. Doesn't seem like it. In fact, turned away from what appeared to be serious criminal activity and serious election tampering. There you go. Way to go, Kamala. Much more to come on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The endorsement of the official union of Border Patrol agents.
The news that's trending.
Prevented the third assassination attempt.
This man was armed and arrested outside of the Trump Coachella rally.
The news that's now.
He refuses to release his medical record.
She's sinking in the polls. She's desperate.
Donald Trump's health is on display.
The news station.
Food prices going up.
He has no plan.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.